The positive power of negative in social media, a blog post at Contently Managed at contently-managed.com by Craig McGill. There's a huge belief online that when using social media, you can't and shouldn't be negative. You should always be cheerful, you should always be positive, look on the bright side. Now, that's absolute nonsense. Negative is quite possibly the best tool you will have in your communications arsenal. I've had fun jousts with the likes of Mark Jennings, who can be found on Twitter at Mark of Respect. And Mark is a cheery type. He always tweets the good, the positive, the happy, how he's always feeling the love and good vibes. And he's not alone. Millions of others across the globe do this. They do it on Facebook, they do it on Twitter, they do it on their own blogs. And that's perfectly fine and fair enough. Mark is the sort of guy that always sees the good, the positive, doesn't look down on events or people or situations. As I say, it's all about the positive. And that's good for him, but it's good for everyone. It's good that we have happiness like that, but it's not necessarily the best way for growth. You know, because it means that if you only ever see the world in one way, if you only ever see it as a positive glow, when someone can be turning around and making a comment that's meant to be critical, you know, and they're trying to help you, you can turn and go, hey, that's harsh. Hey, don't be negative. You're a troll. Don't say that. And, you know, it escalates up until someone compares someone to Hitler. Sadly, we still do that even in 2011. And then there's attacks. You know, people will go, hey, he said something negative to a person I follow. I don't like that. We have a pop at them. But here's the thing. Negative helps. Negative is where the growth begins. You know, no one ever goes, yeah, okay, and then goes on to do something. You know, did Nelson Mandela, Rosa Parks, Emily Pankhurst, Gandhi, William Wallace, the guy who stood in front of the tanks at Tiananmen Square, they all said no. They all went negative. They said, this is wrong. There must be change. And that's what they went and did. They tried to bring about change. And that's where the growth comes from. You know, people may say negativity is a dark thing, but think about it. Where do the plants grow from? Let's take a look at this evolutionary. Where do plants grow from? Plants grow from the dark. Plants grow from the soil. You know, they grow from compost. This is where the change comes. This is where the growth comes from. For those of you who think negative is a dark thing, it's not. It's what you do with it. You can take it and make it a positive. A negative makes you challenge your own beliefs, and then you can, you know, make your beliefs stronger, or you can change them into something which is better. Again, it's negative bringing about positive change. Faith is tested by negative, whether it be the negative of I don't like this, or I don't like that, or something is wrong. You know, but again, it brings about the change. And this is an evolutionary thing. You know, over history, this is how things have always been. People and, you know, organisms are tested through negative exposures to change and to change for the better. You know, whether it be the trials of the apostles in the Bible or animals changing to make best of changing environments, it's rarely changed through tickles and marshmallows. It's changed through negative exposures. And through that negativity, they become better. And that's the power of negativity. It starts the change for better.